Welcome to Unseen Files by KP, a podcast where whispers turn into voices and stories no one dares to tell finally come alive. This is episode 4, and tonight I need you to brace yourself. There will be no guests, no interviews or warm-ups, because what I'm about to read is the most terrifying file I've received so far. It came from an anonymous source. No name or location, just the story with a message attached. They tried to erase this, but I lived it. Tell it before they find me. So tonight, in the safety of wherever you're listening from, remember that some truths don't want to stay hidden, and some memories never forget you. This is Unseen Files, episode 4, the one they didn't want found. I wasn't supposed to find the house. That was the first line I received. And from here, I'll read it as it was written when it was sent to me. I wasn't supposed to find the house. That road wasn't even on my GPS. I was driving through the Blue Ridge Mountains, alone. My phone nearly died, trying to get to a wedding that I didn't want to go to. Then it happened. Fog. It was thicker than soup. And one wrong turn, I was suddenly on dirt road that twisted like a serpent. And at the end of that road, there was a house. It was not old or abandoned, but it looked wrong. It looked like it had been built by someone who forgot what a house should be. There was crooked shingles, mismatched windows, a porch swing that moved slowly on its own, and even though the air was dead still, I should have turned around, but I didn't. I knocked. There was no answer, but the door creaked open like it had been waiting for me. Inside, it was warm. There was candle lights and silent, so loud it pressed against my skin. Then I saw her. There was a woman dressed in black at the top of the stairs. She was just staring, not blinking, and just watching me. I froze. She didn't speak. She just lifted one hand and pointed to a door at the end of the hallway. I couldn't explain it, but I obeyed. Okay, so let's pause here, because that's the first moment where I felt whatever this is that's going on towards this person, it wasn't just a ghost story, but more like a trap as well. Now I will continue. The door opened easily. Inside, there was like a room with no shadows. There was candles everywhere, but no flame casted a shadow. Not on the walls or on me. And in the center, there was a mirror. It was cracked down the middle and it was covered in black fingerprints. On the floor, there was a photograph of my face. It was not a recent picture. It wasn't one that I recognized either, but it was my face in that picture. I turned to leave, but the door slammed shut. It was locked, and the mirror whispered something that was unexplainable. I know what I heard, and it whispered my name. There's a kind of panic that feels ancient. I pounded on the door, screaming. But the house, it began to hum like it was alive. Suddenly, I wasn't in the room anymore. I was in the hallway. The woman in black now stood beside me, and she whispered, "We found you before, and we will find you again." And I fell. Okay, this is The following part that is going to happen will be the part where the anonymous messenger starts to kind of mess up the time breaks. So the author will start describing events out of order and they repeated moments and changed tenses. So I'll do my best to follow it and make it have more sense for you. There were other rooms, each one with a person. They were all frozen with their eyes open, and some were mounting silent screams, and others were just rocking in place. In one room, there was a boy with stitched lips. In another, it was a woman with mirrors for eyes. Then I saw it, a table. It was covered in cassette tapes. It was all labeled with dates and names. The next thing I saw shook me. It was my name. And the date was tomorrow. Okay, so at this point, the document starts getting frantic and words were being scratched out when I read this first. And one section just read, I wasn't the first. They record us, they feed on us, let them hear. Continuing, I ran, found the stairs again, back to the porch. The swing was gone. The trees were closer than before. Then I looked at my car. It was rusted. Vines had overtaken it. I've only been inside 4 minutes, but years had passed. I started walking away anyways. I had no GPS, no phone, or the road I could walk to. It was just a forest, and I had no idea where I was going. Until I found a motel. It was outside town. They said they'd never seen me before. And apparently, I've been missing for 4 years. They're listening. They know I told this. If you're reading this, Kaupan, tell no one where the house is. Don't go looking for it. It finds you. Burn this file or pass it on, but once you've heard it, it has you. When I read that, I felt chills all over me, but unfortunately, I didn't burn the file because I couldn't. The moment I finished reading it, something changed. My porch swing creaked last night. I don't have one. A photograph I don't remember taking was in my mailbox this morning. It was me, standing in front of a house I've never seen. And the timestamp, it was tomorrow. So no, I'm not passing this story to you guys, or to scare you, but I'm passing it on because I think this is how it's best. I think you're next. You might forget this episode, or you might try to laugh it off, but one day soon, you'll take a wrong turn, and the fog will roll in, and then you'll see it, the house. If you do, don't go inside. But if you do go inside, leave a light on for the rest of us. This is Kaupan, and you've been listening to Unseen Files by KP. Thank you for listening to today's podcast.